Prince Edward County Arts Council Art Scene is brought to you by Eno Gallery.
Hello to you who've tuned in to 99.3 County FM. And we're happy to have you here listening to the Art Scene Radio Show. I'm Sarah Moran, your co-host of Art Scene Today. With me is Jamie Jenks Johnston. Jamie describes himself as a multidisciplinary artist. Others describe him as an internationally awarded and published photographer with an in-depth artistic and technical knowledge in many fine arts. It's with this knowledge that he has worked as an art educator with the likes of the National Gallery of Canada and has been a lead production artist and director of production with the Mural Festival in Montreal, and has assisted in the creation of many artistic landmarks across the Canadian landscape. Fortunately for us, Jamie is recently establishing a studio here in Prince Edward County. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, and thank you for fitting us in. Just days ahead of an intensely busy art-making summer, and welcome to the Art Scene Show. So before we chat about your art, is it okay to be a bit nosy about you?
Most definitely.
Okay. When did you first realize that you were an artist or you were going to be an artist?
I'm kind of the product of a father that would have wanted to be, in the sense that my father is a zoologist that specializes in reptiles and amphibians, originally from Winnipeg, but grew up in the Ottawa Valley because he was one of the lead researchers for the Museum of Natural Sciences then, which I believe now is called the Museum of Nature. And because of that employment, photography is a strong component. And so he got really good at photography, and I always grew up around a dark room and many photography friends and family and that kind of stuff. Always had that curiosity. It's always been tools at my disposal. I still to this day feel like my zen place to be is in a dark room. Low light, the water running, the solo, it's very... Something about it is very healing in a way, and I've always been attracted to that. So that was kind of my kickstart into wanting to pursue art full-time.
And do you still do your own printing in a dark room like that?
I actually, through the educational part of things, I'm also one of the educators with the Centre d'Excellence d'Artistique de l'Ontario, which is in De La Salle High School in Ottawa, Ontario. They have a specialized focused art program, and I assist in keeping the dark room running, because unfortunately, there's not very many dark room technicians out there anymore, and people that really know their way around not only fixing the equipment, but disposal of chemicals, things like that. So I go in there a few times a year and do workshops with the film and cinema students.
How did you come to land here in the county? Because it sounds like you've been quite involved in Montreal and Ottawa and followed your art all around the country by the sounds of it.
Well, I've been fortunate enough that my art has really taken me from coast to coast. As an Ontarian, and especially as a Franco-Ontarian, from a Franco-Manitobian mother, whose whole adult life has been in Quebec, you're still an outcast, right? You're still an outcast.
You mean like wherever you go, you are?
No, I mean as far as the Montreal scene and being... So you've always felt like you're home, but you're never quite home. Okay. That being said, it's a great art scene, very welcoming and that kind of stuff. But you always have this kind of thing that's lingering in the back of your head. After traveling so much, I actually ended up taking care of a friend of mine's parents' art studio north of here in a little community called Tamworth, Ontario. And that's how I met Lee, who once owned Jackson's Falls.
That's right, she did. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she and I gelled right away. And in the way that everything just kind of organically happened, the comfort level, the wanting to get out of the urban life, although I am an urban artist, I see where there's kind of a double standard there. I kind of like going with the organic flow of things, and that's what brought me to the county, is that it was just like a natural push to get closer to the water and get closer to Ontario, away from the big city.
Well, and it turns out you're landing in a pretty concentrated artist community.
Very much so. That's another thing that very much attracted me. And there's a lot of interest in various forms of art here. It's my first year being on the studio tour and meeting some of the other local artists who I've crossed paths with over the years, because I have, what, about half a dozen murals within the county area. It's just nice to see that it's expanding constantly.
When you look at your work, the description of your work, drawing on many different fine arts, there's many different things being used in your work.
Yeah.
But what drew you to the ones that you've chosen to work in? Like,
I'm always going to be a photographer first. And understanding that you're always going to be a photographer first, everything that I do, even three-dimensional work, done installations, I've done projections, I've done all kinds of fun things on top of my photography, my murals, my artwork, my stencils, my, it always comes back to the photos. Within my pieces, there's a lot of layering.
Yes. Has that always been the case, or have you
said... No, it's been very much the opposite. I started very simple, very outlined. And I think that's kind of the case for anybody who's exploring that side of things, right? Making something that is photographic into a stencil or something linear. You're always going to go with the easiest shapes, the outlines, the forms that are easier to... And just on a reproduction basis. It's also that's how you learn, right? Now, with so many years under my belt and having had the opportunity with painting with the great ones, it's allowed me to learn all these extra tricks and all these extra things that have allowed me to say, well, it doesn't have to be so simple. That can always be present, but what can I do with it? And I think that's kind of what every artist wants to do. I had this one art teacher that once told me the most difficult thing for an artist is when you plateau, meaning that you stay in your comfort zone. You're done exploring, you don't, and I think that can be said for many things and not just art, right? When you stop learning new things and it just becomes repetitive, it's easy to get bored. It's easy to put yourself in a position where you don't feel like there's any expansion going on. The plateau is a good way of describing it, because you're just cruising, right? I like peaks and valleys. I think that's the thing that you were asking, you know, what brings me to the county wanting a studio space and all that kind of stuff. It's really that I want to throw myself back into making mistakes. I want to mess up. You know, you want to push something so much that you have to peel back and go, okay, I went too far, but that's okay. That's what that idea of creating for the sake of creating, rather than creating for the sake of exhibiting or the sake of selling or the sake of anything else. I feel like because my employment over the last several years has been so client-based, I wanted space to explore. I want to go back to making some three-dimensional things. I want to be able to give myself that expansion. So we avoid the plateau.
And having a studio space is a big part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're creating murals in public, it's pretty hard to start seeing what mistakes might happen and where that could take you, I would guess.
You do.
You do,
but that comes with experience, right?
Yeah.
I've been doing... let's say legally or illegally, because obviously there's a whole spray paint culture that comes with that and graffiti culture that comes with that. I've had a can in my hands for the last 20 years. It's not what it once was, but that's the fun of it, right? You're constantly changing and I have a lot of very collaborative friends that'll jump in and help me execute something. And knowing me as a person and in using my style to push something forward or to get something completed, they're like, well, I'm surprised you don't do it this way rather than this way, and vice versa. That's part of that community, right? We help each other out. And there's a lot of people that are in the graffiti arts or the street art or urban art or whatever tag you want to use for it. A lot of them come from like a skateboarding background, especially artistically and that kind of stuff, right? We're very influenced by, you know, 90s skateboarders. And I always feel that you're practicing these moves, you're trying to do the next move, and then your friend's showing you how, oh yeah, but if you went this way. And I feel that same kind of culture of just like, you try and fail, try and fail, try and fail, try and get it. oh, and then I got it, and then I got it again. That whole excitement and that whole way of doing it, I feel, is very much intertwined with that kind of the artistic culture that I've been fortunate enough to live with.
Well, and when you're talking about it like that, watching you talk, people can't see you doing that, but it reminds me how what you're doing is a very physical kind of visual art, right?
It's the most physical.
Pretty physical stuff.
It's physical stuff. You can't be afraid of heights. You can't be afraid, really.
Right.
And that's the thing, is you can't be afraid to mess up. Because if you mess up, what is the worst that can happen?
Do something with it.
Not just that. You can just paint over. That's the fun with using spray paint, right?
Oh,
you just go over it, and then you just cut back again. The possibilities are endless.
So you mentioned this. There's something of the street about your art, partly because it's in cities on murals, or you're painting it on recycled road signs or whatever. But a lot of the subject matter is about nature and myth. So what's going on there?
Back to what I was saying earlier, that's where my father's influence is, and growing up around animals and growing up in nature and growing up in those environments and those reference points is what I'm most comfortable with. Even my photography for many, many years was very urban. I did a lot of stage photography. These are careers of the past that that come shining through, and the whole mystical scenes, the whole layering. I'm sure you've noticed in my photo, even my photos, I do a lot of multiple exposures and that kind of stuff. I'm very layer based, and subject matter, people are interesting, but I always thought, and it was confirmed to me one time when I was back working, helping out at the studio, Station 16 in Montreal. There's a big time client that comes in and picking up some big pieces before and things like that. There's this giant portrait on the wall, and I was the only one in the gallery. It happened to be lunchtime and everybody had gone out to get their lunch. I saw him staring and staring at the portrait, and I said, "Is there something that interests you in the portrait?" He said, "I don't understand why people want other people in their household staring at them." And that always stuck with me. And you'll probably notice with my portraits, they're all animals that are facing you.
Yeah.
Same thing with my stencils and all that kind of stuff. There's something about that look. And those are fractions of a second. They kind of freeze in time, right? Because we all know that animals don't stare a gaze like humans do. So I've always felt, after that comment, I always felt like I should double down on this to put things into perspective as to the direction I was going. I was like, I'm double down on the animal portraits for sure. I like organic shapes, right? There's that that comes and plays within that. Now, don't get me wrong, I've done a lot of urban photography and urban landscapes and that kind of stuff, and I've had lots of fun doing it. But there's something, I think it's that difficulty is just a little bit tougher when it's organic shapes, so especially when you're layering things, because it's always that much harder to line things up, to get your different lighting, your contrast, your color, whatever it may be. Those layers are that much, there's just that level of difficulty more. And it's almost like that extra pleasure you get out of it.
Well, because of all the organic stuff, there's a huge amount of movement in the painting on that wall, right?
Yes.
I guess the layers help make that happen.
Yes. Well, the certain...
Although it could just be a mess. I mean, it has to be in a skilled hand for that to happen.
Well, yes and yes. There is happy accidents. Huh. But the happy accidents become natural because you've given yourself the opportunity to make those mistakes over time. So now that trusting hand that you're talking about is a hand that just has a default to it. It already trusts itself. It's willing to go there. I always feel that, because obviously I have to hire a lot of people as far as assisting artists and that kind of stuff, that's what I always see is the hardest thing that people have, is that they're too nervous. They don't just let it be. You just gotta let it go. And we put so much pressure on ourselves. You think about when you were a kid and you had to write that essay in high school, and you stay up late and really at the end of the day you already had the idea as to what you were doing, but the pressure that you put it on yourself probably didn't allow it to be executed the same way right?
Yeah.
And I feel that art is very similar, right? If you go in with an idea as to what you want to execute, if you put that extra pressure on yourself rather than just letting it happen, chances are you'll have a result that you're not as happy with, especially when you're talking about large urban art production. It's high pressure. You have a lot of clients, a lot of big money clients, but at the same time, those are opportunities that only exist in those environments.
Right.
So you have to let yourself be in the moment and go with it. Right. A few years ago, we did a mural on the side of the Bell Center for the Montreal Canadiens. I don't know many people that could say they painted a mural on the side of the Bell Center for the Montreal Canadiens. You see what I mean? And those opportunities only come up because of those high pressure environments with high end clients. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not stuff that comes up every day. So you have to take that opportunity when it comes. I'm fortunate enough, I in those circumstances, I've been working with the same team for years and years. We all help each other out on all of our things, whether it be within the environment of those companies or a street corner, you know, and just doing a quick mural on somebody's garage. Like, we're always there for each other. So yeah. I think that trust level also helps in the execution of things too. So, you know, as much as I say, you got to let it go and that kind of stuff, I feel more comfortable doing so because I'm well surrounded.
Well, yeah. It's actually inspiring to hear about that kind of creativity and collaborative trust and what that means, what that can be.
Yeah, and
right?
it's not even boasting or anything.
No,
you know,
that's
the fun about it.
You would think it is. To hear it.
Yeah. You would think it is because a lot of people think of people that come out of that scene, obviously, usually start with graffiti and that kind of stuff. And that's a very testosterone-filled boasting, you know, me over you, and, you know, a tag over another tag, and, you know, that kind of stuff, and I'm with this crew, you're with that crew, that kind of thing. But once you pull, and I think there's a maturity level that also just kind of pulls you away from that, and that's what allows for the expansion.
So you said you're on the studio tour?
I am on the studio tour. Yeah.
On Morrison Point Road?
On Morrison Point Road.
Okay, that means you're going to have to be here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm here. Well, that's kind of what's been happening. So I'm here a week, a month since January, slowly with the season opening up and that kind of stuff. I can get more done now. I'm about just over halfway of renovating this barn I got my hands on.
Yeah.
We're going to be ready, set, and ready to go. You know, I still have a lot of work, but anything that you're willing to put the time in is always going to come out with great results. So I'm giving myself the time to do it properly. Like you say, it is busy season, so it's a little bit harder to calculate right now.
Yeah.
But I like giving myself these challenges because it's for a future. It's for something that allows me to move on.
It's really exciting. So we're actually going to be able to see some work in September.
Yes.
When you're on that tour.
Yes.
Really looking forward to that. And in the meantime, where can people go if they want to check out your stuff?
Jamie Janks, JamieJanx. You can find me pretty much anywhere. Be the YouTubes of the world, the Instagrams of the world, the Facebooks of the world, all those platforms. Obviously, my website, which is Jamie Janks Johnston, JohnSton. It's another good resource. News is always going about. Now I'm diving in because it's festival season is starting, so I'm diving into to getting a lot of murals done, a lot of production done for my finals summer in Montreal.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
As I said, I know you've got a lot of stuff coming up, and we just squeezed this in just before you headed off. And it's great that people are going to be able to come and see your work and chat with you, which is another wonderful thing about the studio tour.
Very much, very much, yes.
Yeah. Thank you for taking out time to come and chat on our team.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
You've been listening to Jamie Janks Johnston, a multidisciplinary artist. He's going to be based in his studio here in the county. That's all for today. Next Friday, there's no art scene because it's the super important station fundraiser, the Radiothon. So please take part in that, listening and, of course, donating to this community station we're so lucky to have. Art Scene is co-hosted by Cheryl Singer, Caitlin Thornton, Marianne Farrell, Pamela Mayhew, and myself, Sarah Moran. If you've an idea for a story to run on the show, email us at artscene@993countyfm.ca. Thank you so much for listening into Art Scene here on The Voice of the County.